This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Legendary Self-Discipline: Lessons from Mythology and Modern Heroes on Choosing the Right Path Over the Easy Path, written by Peter Hollins, narrated by Russell Newton. Perhaps the most quintessential human trait of all is the longing to go further, to know more, or to create at the very limits of human understanding and ingenuity. Since the dawn of time, humankind has wanted to improve itself, to gain mastery over the world we live in and develop our inborn talents to the fullest. From a romantic perspective, this is why we have molded the planet to suit our needs and desires. We're not a species that is often content with our lot in life, and this has led to some of the greatest advances in history. However, the path to success and self-actualization has never run smooth. Victory, it would seem, is reserved mostly for those who actively strive for it. There is plenty of advice out there on how to earn more money, gain valuable skills, be more conscious, harder working, more creative, and so on. But anyone who has tried to apply themselves to any worthwhile pursuit knows that it soon comes down to one crucial ingredient: self-discipline, grit, willpower, the ability to keep going when the going gets tough. All the luck and talent in the world mean nothing if these gifts are not skillfully and consistently applied. Earning more money in itself is a simple proposition, yet not easy. It's the same thing with learning how to type faster or to get into better physical shape. Most of what we want in life is just that, simple, but not easy. Luckily, if we're attempting to be the best people we can be, we can turn to those who have gone before us and left behind words of wisdom, caution, and encouragement. Whether these messages come to us in the form of real-life, uber-successful people, or in the stories and fables we tell our children, the lessons are extremely valuable if we put them into practice. Most of the paths we want to walk down have been blazed already, and there are only a few common threads in each story. For the purposes of this book, we will delve into the will of these people, stories, and myths. We'll be looking at many such fables, myths, and stories from all around the world, as well as the more modern equivalent of real-life people who have found impressive success. We'll try to extract the key lessons both from those who have been there, done that, and from the wiser ancients whose insight into the human condition still resonate with us today. Some of these stories and figures you'll be well aware of already, but we'll be invited to look at with a different perspective and ask the question, what one thing do all great people have in common? In our book, we'll take a handful of people and figures that don't seem to have much in common on the surface. And yet when we unravel their stories, we can make out a few surprisingly common themes. What characteristics mark a person out for success? Not ego, grand ambitions, intolerance for failure and uncertainty, or foolish optimism. Rather, it would seem that self-discipline in all its forms is at the core of a well-lived life. It is self-discipline that encourages us to be patient, to work hard, to be honest with the goals we make for ourselves, to shrug off setbacks and obstacles, to be realistic and mature, and to never expect the good things in life to come to us without hard work. Some of these figures may naturally inspire you more than others. We all may find differences in the way we engage with the various lessons of vanity, fear, laziness, or immaturity. Only you can know what skills you're lacking, and only you are responsible for their development. Similarly, there's no way to tell what your unique path to self-actualization looks like. But one thing is for sure: you are certain to find the development of self-discipline an invaluable tool along the way. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.